John chapter 8. Looked last week at praying like Jesus. Talked about doing what Jesus did. Living like Jesus. Being like Jesus. And I believe that should start with us praying like He did. But I thought this thought, what about living like He did? I'll try to preach this evening on living like Jesus. We ought to do like He did. If we do like He did, we'll be all right. It's like the song that walking in the footsteps of Jesus. As long as we're doing that, we'll be heading the right direction, I promise you. John chapter 8, verse 29, Jesus said, "And he that sent me is with me." I guess he knew his God was everywhere too. "The Father have not left me alone." Here's what's big on my heart. "For I do always those things that please him." I believe we could summarize the life of Christ as far as what he did and how he lived by that phrase. "For I do always those things that please him." I wish that would be even partially or at least halfway true. I hope it's partially true, but I wish it was halfway true of me and you, by the way, lest I forget you. Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." He also said, "I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." He also said, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." Seems to me like he's saying, I want to do what the Father wants me to do. Even him being the Son of God, very God, he submitted to the Father's will. He yielded to the Father's will while he walked this earth. That means there was no conflict. He didn't have the conflict that we do. Even though he was human, at least he didn't have that sin nature. But he still, he had a body. And there was the devil, and so he fought and struggled and had battles. Notice what he said, "I do always." I see in that a personal decision. He said, "I'm going to if nobody else does." He said, "When I'm thinking about doing the Father's will, I don't look around and see what others are doing and follow them. But he says, I do it if no one does. I have made a personal decision." He said, I left heaven. I left my home to come and do this. I will if no one else does. He didn't wait for others. Matthew 26, verse 33, "Though all men," listen to Peter, "though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I not be offended." You know what Peter's saying? Just about the same thing Jesus said. I'm going to no matter what. Now, Peter failed. He made a mess out of it. He blundered, but the desire and the statement of if nobody else does, I'm going to. If everybody else quits, I won't. He didn't accomplish it, but it was a good desire. I see in this first word, I, a personal decision. He said, I'm going to. And I'll tell you something, we'd better get that type of decision in our own self. If we expect to please the Father, if we expect to do what Jesus did, we have to. Could I say it like this? You have to. Decide no matter what else, no matter who else, no matter what anybody else does, I am going to do my Father's will. If my wife does, I'll be glad, but if she doesn't, I'm going to. If my husband does, I'll be glad, but if he doesn't, I'm going to. If my parents do, I'll be glad, but if they don't, I'm going to. If my friends do or not, I'm going to. I make a personal decision. I will walk with my Lord by His grace and through His strength. By His enablement, I will do the Father's will. I want to tell you something. We better get that kind of decision settled in the day. In this day, we better decide, I will, if no one else does, no matter what, because there's a whole lot of people dropping out. This downward spiral that the Lord warned us about, we're in the midst of it. And I have been to several churches lately, and every one I've been in, they have less on their attendance board than they did the last time I was there. There is a downward spiral. You know why? Because people are quitting. And you could be the next one. I could be the next one. I fear that. I am aware of that. Peter was a godly man, but he failed. And I want to tell you what, it could happen to us. Jesus said, a personal decision. Nobody else does it. It'll break my heart, but I'm going to walk on to the Father's will. Determine that this evening. If you want to be like Jesus, you got to decide, I will if no one else does, by God's grace. A personal decision. But notice what he's saying. I do. The word, I really do like this. That word do means an effort. It literally means to exercise, and I'm not too thrilled with that. But it has the idea of movement, of doing something, of not being stable or stagnant. It has the idea, it has this idea with it, cause. In other words, you do something to cause something to happen. Well, I want to get home this evening. If that's my cause, I have to do something about it. I have to walk myself out there and sit in my car and turn the key and drive myself home. My body is doing something to cause it to happen. And if I don't do that, it will not happen. Jesus said, I do. And not only a personal decision, but here we see practical deeds. He says, I'm just going around doing things. Practical things. Ordinary things. But I'm doing it. And that's how we need to be if we're going to be like Jesus. Practical deeds. Just doing, moving the body, making it happen. We need to stop thinking about it and do it. We need to stop talking about it and do it. Jesus said, I do. I am busy. This is the shoe leather of the gospel of the Christian life. The doing of it. Find something to do. You don't have to have a position in the church to do something for Christ. Find a friend who needs a friend. Find someone in a nursing home, who just needs someone to come by and say, hey. Find someone to pray for. Find something to do and do it. Jesus said, I do. I am a practical deed doer. I put my life in shoe leather. I'm out doing what I should do. I'm out doing what my Father wants me to do. I say if we're going to be like Jesus, we got to start doing it. Doing it. Put into action our words. Find something to do. Give your time. Sacrifice yourself. Be patient with someone. Someone somewhere needs you. I want to tell you, we've all got something we can do. Somebody needs you somewhere. You can do something to help someone. And you don't have to be real smart, real rich, real pretty to do it. Jesus said, I do. Paul said this, they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. You know what he's saying? Do what's right. Maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. He said, if you'll do the right thing, somebody's going to get helped in the process. Jesus said, I do. I do. Paul said, take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable unto to me in the ministry. He says, that Mark does stuff that helps me. He is a blessing to me. He's profitable to me. He helps me. There's somebody who needs your help. There's something you can do for the Lord. You don't know how much what you do can make a difference in somebody's life or for the glory of God. Just do it. Jesus said, I do. Always, I have mentioned first a personal decision. I will, if no one else does. A practical deed, I do these things. But then also a permanent dedication. He said, I don't do it part of the time. I'm not going to do it most of the time. I'm not going to do it 99% of the time. I do always. It is a permanent dedication to doing my Father's will. That word always, I love it. It literally means every when. I just like that. I like the way that sounds. I like what it says. Every when. When should I do right? Every time. When should I give myself to Him? Every time. When should I help somebody? Every time. Every when. Jesus said, I do always. There's a permanent dedication to the life of Christ. He's not going to do it part-time or for a little while. He's not going to do it as long as it's easy and stop when it's hard. He's not going to do it as long as he wants to and quit when he doesn't. He's going to do it when it's easy or when it's hard, when he wants to or when he doesn't. He is going to do what's right, that pleases the Father all the time. That's the kind of dedication we need. At 12 years old, he told his earthly parents, I must be about my Father's business. 12 years old. Other kids out playing, having a good time, playing army, playing soldiers, girls playing with dolls. He says, I've got to do what the Father wants. I say always, he said, I do always those things that please him. The psalmist said, I delight to do thy will, O God. Yea, thy law is within mine heart. Psalmist said, I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even until the end. He says, I've given my life, my heart, my desire, my determination to doing the Lord's will until it's accomplished. Until I'm done. And if I'm breathing, I'm not done. If I'm down here, I'm not done. He says, I've inclined my heart. What a wonderful word that is. We'll look at it in just a minute. Jesus said, I do always. When it isn't convenient, when it isn't easy, when people don't understand, when others say I shouldn't, I do it anyway. Everything we do has consequences. People form their opinion not just of us, but of our Lord by how we talk, and how we walk, and how we live, and how we react to circumstances. They're watching us. And anybody can live right when everything's going good. But when everything's tough, and you lose your desire even, and you still know you need to do right, always, remember, it's not quite as easy. When you lose the hunger, when you lose the desire, when you lose the thrill, when it isn't easy, when it's the last thing you want to do in your flesh, but it's still the right thing, that's the difficult time. But he said always, not just when it's easy, not when everything's going smooth, but even in Gethsemane, come to my Father and say, you have your will, I'll do it. When he comes to the cross, he says, glorify yourself, Father. He did always those things that pleased the Father. And if we're going to please the Father, if we're going to be like Jesus, we're going to have to learn how to dedicate ourselves in a permanent fashion. Said it already, people's opinion of our Lord is based on us and how we live and what we do. And we do something wrong, it brings shame on ourselves and shame on our families and shame on our church and also shame on Him. And that's why it's so important to always do what's right, always, even when it's not easy. That's what being a Christian is. Nehemiah says, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem that we be no more a reproach. He said, the world's been watching us. They look at our beloved city that's supposed to be a symbol of God and the wall that's supposed to be a place of or a thing of protection, and they see a crumbling walls and a falling apart city and a people that's living half-hearted. And Nehemiah says, it's time to get up and do something. It's a hard time. It's a hard time. It's a hard time. Things were really in bad shape, and Nehemiah said, the Lord said, do it. And he said, one of the reasons is that we'll stop being a reproach to our God, that our enemy will stop laughing at us. And I can understand that. In our lives, I can understand it. I'm talking about always doing what's right. Anybody can do what's right when it's easy, but when it isn't easy. And if we don't do what's right, it'll cost us. It'll cost our Lord. It'll be a reproach to Him. Again, the world's opinion of Him, it's based on what they see in us. And I'm not surprised about that. That's not really a wrong way to look at it, because we are to be an example of Him. We talk about living God, loving God, good God, a God who helps you do right. And if we don't love and live and do right, they have a right to say, well, what about that God you talk about? He said, I do always, always, not part of the time. I do always those things that please Him. He said, I do what I know the Father would be happy with. I like making my Father smile. Say this carefully, I like making my Father proud. I like my Father patting me on the head and saying, that's a good job, son. He said, I do always those things that please Him. A personal decision. Nobody else does, I will. Do a practical deed, I'm going to do it. I'm going to move, I'm going to do it. Always a permanent dedication, those things that please Him, a positive determination. I want to do something with my life, positive. I know what, let's make God happy. Let's do what pleases Him. Let's make God smile. Let's do what He wants. Listen, and not what I want. What is that song that Mindy sings, that my desire and God's desire is not always the same? Well, that's right. What He wants, listen, what would please Him is not always what I want. In fact, it's never what my flesh wants. Never. That means there's a battle. That means there needs to be a positive dedication that I would rather please Him than me. I would rather satisfy Him than my flesh. If we're going to be like Jesus, that's what we're going to have. I do always those things that please Him. I like to make my Father smile. I like to please Him. I want to do those things, and I'll be glad that I did it after I did it. We please our flesh, we won't be glad we did it after we did it. But if we please the Father, we'll always be glad we did it after we did it. Even when it's hard, like the cross. Jesus got to raise from the dead and go back to heaven. I believe He was glad He did what He did. Even though it was hard, He just said, I do always those things that please Him. I do that my Father wants me to do. And you know what? I sure am glad He did. I'm glad He did, because I'm enjoying the benefits of Him doing what the Father wanted Him to do. Had He not done what the Father wanted Him to do, we'd have no hope of heaven. We'd have no grace to enjoy. We had no salvation to accept. No place over there. We'd be bound for hell. Had He not done what the Father wanted, had He not pleased the Father when it was hard, I wouldn't be reaping the benefits. So I say tonight, if we want to be like Jesus, we're going to have that positive determination too, that I want to please Him. If anything positive comes out of my life, I want it to be that I please my Father, that He was happy with me. Please Him. Please Him, not me. Listen, please Him and not them. Please Him and not the world. Please Him and not anything or anyone. He is a focus. That's what Jesus said. I do always those things that please Him. Always. He is the one I'm focused on in His desire. Talk about or think about what it costs. Listen, Jesus is saying, if it comes down to something you want and something the Father wants, you ought to choose what the Father wants every time. But that means I have to give up what I want. And sometimes we're so focused on what we have to give up. I thought this afternoon about Curtis Ingram. Brother Chester, do you know Curtis? He got saved before I did, a few months before I did. And I saw him riding down the road when I was still lost, and I thought, what a dummy. Because Curtis was in the in crowd of my gang. And that didn't get you very high, because we was a pretty low gang. But I thought, man alive, he gave up so much. Did you hear what I said? He gave up so much just to go to church. I thought it cost a lot to do what the Father wants instead of what you want. And if we're not careful, we'll focus about what it costs me to do His will. I want to say something. It costs a whole lot more to not do His will. The cost of not doing His will is greater than the cost of doing His will. We may have to give up flesh. We may have to give up our desire and will. We may have to give up some worldly things. But they'll be replaced by good things and godly things and eternal things and the blessings of God. I want to tell you one thing. Listen, if God ever just touches you, just comes by because He wants to, and thrills your heart and blesses your soul, and from your heart, hopefully vocally, you shout, or inside you shout, you'll be glad to give up that mess. Just that one gentle touch from heaven is worth whatever we have to give up. But he said, I do always those things that please him. If it ever comes down to what I want and what he wants, I always choose what he wants. Oh, if we're going to be like Jesus, we need that kind of positive determination. Positively saying, oh, Father, what you want is more important than what I want. Joshua 24, verse 23. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. Here's that same word again. I like it. Psalm 141, verse 4. Incline not thy heart to any evil thing, but practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. He says that word, incline. Incline your heart. It literally means to stretch out. It is as though somebody's saying, hey, come here a minute. Come here. And you stretch out. You are inclined to follow you. Listen to their voice. You are subdued by their call. And the first verse I read says we're not to incline our heart toward evil things. When pleasure says, come here, let's have some fun, we're not to incline our heart. We're not to listen. We're not to fall into that trap. When riches says, come on, boy, I can satisfy you. Popularity says, oh, my, come on. Just let down your standards a little bit. People like you better. Whatever, whatever, when sin, when flesh says, come on, we're not to listen. But when the Lord says, incline your heart toward me, the Holy Spirit says, come on, come on. I got the right thing. I got the best thing. I got something better than the world. He says, listen to that. Give in to that. Incline your heart. Stretch out your heart. Move in that direction. Be easily swayed and easily drawn and easily controlled to do the right thing. Jesus said, I do always those things that please him. I want to please my Father. That verse says, let me not eat of their dainties. It literally means to sit down at a feast where everything you love is at that table and you just dive in head first. And the Lord said the world sometimes looks real good and there's such an attraction to it. And it looks like something that would fill you up and make you happy, but he said, you realize that's a lie. That's a lie. And what did Jesus say? I do always those things that please him. When the world pulls us, we need to realize there's something more important than the world. It's what the Father wants. Joshua said it like this. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord God, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know what he's saying? In a feeble way, he's saying exactly what Jesus said. I want to do always those things that please my Father. If we're going to live like Jesus, that's where we're going to have to live. And I believe one of these days when we get there and see him face to face, we'll be glad that we did if we do. And if we don't, when we get there, we'll be sad that we didn't. And to do that, we need his grace and we need his strength and we need his power. And we get that by going to him. Stand together. Thank you for listening.